Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The urban avalanche danger is listed as considerable for downtown Juneau today. An avalanche described as a powder cloud came down Mount Juneau yesterday morning. CBJ avalanche forecaster Tom Matisse said the slide stopped high in the open meadows above the homes and the slide path. He called it a size 2 avalanche, which was triggered by new snow and wind. The slide came to the bottom of the runout zone but left no significant debris.
Right now it's cold snow, so it travels fast and it travels far, but by the time it gets to the end of its duration, it doesn't have some big old pile. It usually spreads out.
Throughout today, Matisse warns of a somewhat likely probability of a medium slide with slightly increasing danger. A 24-year-old woman allegedly carrying 68 grams of methamphetamine was arrested at the Juneau International Airport on Monday. Sheena Augustin is charged with misconduct involving a controlled substance in the third degree. She was taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Center, where she's being held on no bail. According to a Juneau Police Department press release, local and federal law enforcement officers contacted Augustin at the airport at 12:30 Monday afternoon. Officers believe that she intended to distribute the drugs that were in her possession. A bill that would allow the state to test recipients of cash assistance programs for substance abuse got its first hearing in the legislature on Tuesday. The measure would require a person seeking public assistance to sign a sworn statement that nobody in their household uses illegal drugs or abuses alcohol. If a recipient is suspected of lying, the state can test the person as part of their investigation. The measure also specifies that only American citizens and legal aliens can collect cash assistance. Nearly 200,000 Alaskans receive some sort of assistance from the state. Representative Wes Keller, a Wasilla Republican, sponsored the bill, and he says the point is to encourage personal responsibility, but members of the Health and Social Services Committee had concerns about the scope of the bill and its constitutionality. Representative Benjamin Nagyak, a Democrat from Barrow who caucuses with the majority, was especially critical of how the bill might affect rural Alaska, where there are high levels of alcoholism and poverty.
This bill won't stop the disease of alcohol. It is just going to punish those people who are trying to, through no fault of their own, need assistance from one point or another.
Representative Laura Reinbold, a Republican from Eagle River, offered support for the measure.
It's simply, identifying people who are abusing drugs and alcohol. Is it a wise thing to be giving cash to people who are abusing alcohol and drugs? Is that wise? We need to ask ourselves as a state, is that the maximum return on our investment for our public resource dollars?
So far, there hasn't been an analysis of the financial impact of the bill, whether it would cost state money or increase savings. The bill does not specify whether the state or the beneficiaries would be responsible for paying for those investigations. Seven other states have already passed legislation that would allow for drug testing of welfare recipients. In Florida and Georgia, similar laws were struck down by a federal appeals court on grounds that they violated the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches. And the Juneau School Board has approved a new 3-year contract with Superintendent Glenn Gelbrick. The new contract begins July 1st and runs through June 30th of 2016. The Education Board evaluates the superintendent each year. This is Gelbrick's third contract with the district since being hired in 2009. He's currently making $155,000 a year. The superintendent's salary has not increased for the last 3 years. School Board President Sally Sadler says Gelbrick asked the board not to offer him a raise. The board is currently working to balance the district's $90 million budget for next fiscal year that includes, or potentially could include, more than $1.7 million in cuts. Forecast calls for wind today.